Welcome to another mini episode of Yala Rocks. Today we have Minda May joining us from Minneapolis. She is the founder of the Disabilities Academy, the first virtual school specifically geared towards performers with disabilities and their allies. She's also the first wheelchair-using burlesque performer in Minnesota. Through her work, she helps students advocate for themselves and teachers to show up more inclusively for their students. Here in our mini episode, she'll go through some of the basics. What is a disability? What does it mean to be accessible? What is an accommodation? She'll also share a couple of simple things that you can do right now to start making your marketing and your studio a safer space for dancers with disabilities. You can learn more about Minda and the amazing work that she does online by checking out her website and social media pages, all linked at thebellydancebundle.com/102.
Hi, my name is Minda May, and I am Minnesota's first wheelchair-using burlesque performer. I've done a few belly dance classes, and they are fantastic for helping me create core and arm strength to push my wheelchair. I'm the founder of the Disabilities Festival, a multi-day festival that showcases performers with disabilities in the areas of burlesque, cirque, cabaret, and drag from around the world. Our first three shows were completely virtual, but in 2024, we will also have a hybrid show based here in Minneapolis. I'm also the founder of the Disabilities Academy, the first virtual school specifically geared towards performers with disabilities and their allies. You don't need to be disabled to attend our classes. My workshop, Providing Accessibility, both on and off the stage. This class is geared towards producers and teachers who want to learn more about accessibility, accommodations, and how they can best support their performers and students so that everyone can be successful. First, I wanted to give a couple of definitions and explanations of terms, including what disability is. A disability is any physical or mental impairment that limits or reduces one or more major life activities. Disabilities can be due to physical, developmental, behavioral or emotional, or sensory impairment. There are many types of disabilities. These include bodily functions and impairments like vision, hearing, movement, and cognition. And disabilities can affect mental health and social relationships as well. People can be born with disabilities or develop them over the course of a lifetime. Disabilities vary widely from person to person and can be visible or invisible. Plus, someone may have more than one disability, like me. Invisible disabilities are often not acknowledged because there is no visible signifier. So never assume someone you're interacting with doesn't have one. Disabilities can also be dynamic, meaning their symptoms and needs can change over time, even day to day or hour to hour. And one diagnosis can affect one person entirely different than another. Disability barriers can include physical environment, communication, attitudes, and policies. Remember that not everyone who has a physical disability is in a wheelchair or uses a mobility aid. Accessibility is what we should expect to be ready for us without asking or planning ahead. Accessibility is a civil right, and accessibility starts with access. Accessibility features are there for anyone to use, not just upon request. These include automatic door openers, wheelchair accessible bathroom stalls, and ramps. Accommodations are small changes that can improve access. People will need to ask for specific accommodations. These would include making room for wheelchair users to sit, having large print programs, ASL interpreters, alternate methods to give form information, and modifications for movements in class. Although accommodations aren't something you can't plan for, you can be proactive by asking what accommodations would be helpful for you to have ready. Many performers with disabilities will deal with inaccessible events just because they want to perform or be part of it. Others will be unable to participate at all if some accommodations aren't met. However, please don't assume that something is accessible to someone or not. There may be a small modification that could make a world of difference. There are many things to consider when making a show, class, or event accessible to as many people as possible. Creating events with accessibility in mind benefits everyone, not just those with disabilities. Make accessibility part of your team training so everyone understands it's essential and is planned for ahead of time. Try to reduce as many barriers to participation as possible. The biggest thing is to determine your needs early. This will ensure you have a solid plan, reducing stress and scrambling right before the event. It can also save you money. Do your best to include everyone, but acknowledge that it may not always be possible due to knowledge, physical space, or monetary limitations. Towards the end of the workshop, we'll be creating accessibility statements. Accessibility statements share existing accessibility features and accommodation options for disabled performers, audience members, and students. They empower people to choose if an event is accessible to them, which can increase attendance and expand the diversity and inclusion of individuals at your events. If you don't think you have any disabled performers, students, or audience members, maybe it's because they don't know if they're welcome. Advertise what accessibility and accommodations options there are and what there aren't. This will help people decide if they want to or can go to your event. Knowing what I'm going into really helps me prepare my brain and reduces anxiety. But never say things like, unfortunately, our show isn't accessible, because you don't know people's access requirements. Remember that not all disabilities need physical accommodations. So you're cutting people off without giving them the choice. Examples of accessibility and accommodations that I'll be discussing include what to have in your casting calls and applications, advertising and marketing that ensure your message is readable and has enough information, ways to increase accessibility with virtual shows and workshops, ensuring folks get all the details about your venues, stages, and classrooms, how to create an accessible and welcoming green room and backstage area, announcements that should be given to your MCs to read, what trigger and content warnings are and when to use them, ways to modify moves and support students in the classroom, and some other ways to reduce barriers to participation. After filling out the provided producer question form, you'll be able to create three statements. A short one with very bare bones important information for Facebook event descriptions or marketing, a longer one for audience members for ticket pages or websites, one to email to cast members with information specific to them, like dressing rooms and their rules. There's also a separate questionnaire for instructors to ensure their students have all the details they need about the classroom and how your classes work. The biggest thing I want you to take away is that no one can be 100% accessible to 100% of the people 100% of the time. Instead, think of it in terms of good, better, best. Consider what you can do with your team's time, talent, and budget to make this event accessible. What is your baseline, and what could you do a little better? Look at these realistically and remove the perfectionism. Think about what will help the most people and spend your resources on that. You can start at your baseline and work up after learning from your first event or gaining more resources. We all learn and grow and mess up along the way, and it's okay. In this 90-minute workshop, you'll learn about essential information and how best to share it. Then you'll be able to create something tangible to support those who want to support you. Also, on Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. Central, I'll be teaching a workshop through the Disabilities Academy for folks who may need accommodations of their own to ensure that they can be successful by creating an accessibility needs writer. This document states what your explicit accessibility needs are and offers some reasonable accommodations. I hope you enjoy this workshop.